going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Is this real? Are we going to the River Islands guest line right now? Do I see the name Daryl Johnson on the hotline? This can't be
what?
Daryl the Guru Johnson, is it?
Yes, and I need a wheel alignment. I'm on 880 listening to you guys bring it, man. Good show. But I just had to get this off because I'm hearing you guys do your thing. I don't think the Thompson foul on Butler, as much as it hurts and he's in pain, I just don't think it was dirty, man.
Well, we got called clowns earlier in the show, Goo, for saying that, yeah, there was zero intent. Yeah, people are upset about it. There's a lot of people that feel that Amen Thompson, whatever, undercut, whatever you want to call it, was dirty on Jimmy Butler. But that we've seen dirty plays, Goo. We've seen Dylan Brooks. We've seen Danny Green, right? Hell, we've seen Zaza Pachulia do it for the Warriors. Like, we know what dirty plays look like. That wasn't one of them.
And listen, Shasky, I'm Olivia Newton-John's biggest fan. Rest in peace to the queen. I love physicality. But this is it's a big accusation when you say there was intent. And the great Hall of Fame Chris Mullin was on TV with Bonte Hill after the game, said he knew the family while I was in the lab running it back like you, Butch, thinking, was there intent? And the rat on the table is he was tussling with Dre.
Yeah.
Dre got the better of him, and momentum kind of threw him into Butler. And I waited for Dre after the game, like, he'll set it off. Queen Latifah, he'll let us know if it was dirty, and Dre kind of described it as momentum. So I hate that people are coming for the kid, but the bottom line is I hope Butler's okay, man, because I'm up here lightweight nervous.
Goo, can they win this series if Jimmy Buckets misses a couple games?
Well, you're going to have to if he does. You're four-time champs. But I'll say this. It was 25-26, I believe the record was, before you got Jimmy. That version of the – and I know no Wiggins here, but that version of the Warriors can't get it done. They got to go to the lab, man, and Kuminga's got to be a part. I know you didn't ask, but I'm just saying if Butler can't go, Butch just said it, you need offense.
You do. And I actually thought in terms of guarding Jalen Green, because that's what killed them yesterday.
God, he was incredible.
I thought JK did the best job, even though it was a small stint on him. He had a sweet block. He forced him into passing when he didn't want to. He stayed in front of him. I think right now, I think we're giving GP2 this reputation, this benefit of the doubt. But if we're going off what I've seen in this series, in the small amount of time, JK's done a better job straight up on Jalen Green.
No, man. Hey, Butch, I love you, and I quibble when you said you love watching it back, and so do I, but you are right. And if we went boxing and looked at the weight class and the DNA and everything, the length, JK is like the perfect antidote for Green. So we'll see. And for the people calling in real quick, I know you guys got to go. saying that JK was bad or he's a bum. I mean, what did you expect? And I thought he did. He went out and played basketball. But after what he's been through, come on, man. That is not why we lost the game. And I'm saying we, man.
Yeah,
not at all.
No, you know what? Thank you for calling. We're up against it here.
Thanks, Q. Appreciate you, man.
The problem is that I do believe people are set in their ways, and there are certain people who can be never criticized.
Yeah.
For example, we get very few and far between emails, texts, whatever. I don't even know if people do emails, calls on Steph Curry's ball handling. Last night, his ball handling, look, Jalen Green was in his back pocket.